opportunity. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kyle. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good looking.
Pretty good? Tara's telling me some crazy things here. She said you were working with somebody or are working with somebody right now, but your business isn't listed on the first page.
Yeah. Where are you guys located at, again?
We're located in Fountain Valley, California. It's in Orange County. The Google headquarters is in, we're like the same county as Disneyland, but the Google headquarters is right next to us here. So we're a premier Google partner. They're overseeing our operations. Your call is being recorded by Google right now. Okay. Just wanted to let you know. Sorry. Just for full disclosure. She should have did that at the beginning of the call, but she told me she forgot. But I hear you're in a unique situation. She said that you've worked with like two or three different companies. Have you ever tried Google Ads directly with Google?
Yeah, and I feel like that was a big scam too.
The pay-per-click system?
I guess, yeah. Like, I don't get nothing. I've never gotten any kind of follow-up from anybody.
But you still weren't on the first page, even though you were doing that? I mean, you only get charged for clicks that, you know, call you directly. Okay. And then you've been working with somebody for 2 to 3 months. You've already gotten PIN verified twice?
Multiple times. I bought some of them were from Google Ads.
Oh, some were from Google Ads. Okay, so you're doing a campaign of SEO and Google advertising together.
I mean, I was just trying to get somewhere, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. You're not wrong for doing that. Everybody uses Google, so it's like not an abnormal thing. It's just success is all about working with the right company that's going to get in there and make sure everything's going accordingly and not just kind of set it and forget it, you know? It's something that you have to be proactive and on top of every day or else it's not going to yield you any kind of return.
Yeah.
But the Google Ads, you shouldn't be incurring any kind of expenses either. You know, if you're not getting calls and clicks, then you shouldn't be getting billed. You know, Google Ads is pay-per-click. So this is a Google Places placement, so we operate a little bit differently. We do also do Google Ads. We also do the Google Guarantee advanced verification process. But, you know, we were originally calling you about a local listing. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map there, like Colorado's Greenest Thumb, RMPS Landscape of Castle Rock. I'm sure you've heard of those guys before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a different kind of placement. We only call out when one of those spots opens up. The price, it's $199 on a month-to-month basis. You know, we could list you there for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. I believe Tara sent over a link to you that had our pricing and our credentials attached to it. We're a premier Google partner, so the licensing is attached to that. If you click on it, it takes you to google.com/partners, or you can even Google the Google partners. We're the highest rated one in the industry. So I don't know who you're working with now. It's not showing that you're registered as working with a Google partner, and I can understand you'd be skeptical, so I don't want to spend half the day trying to talk you into something, but I do want to make sure that you have the tools that you need in order to make the educated decision and actually get your business where it needs to go.
Is AdIQ, are they a verified Google company?
AdIQ, I've heard of them before. They're an SEO company, and I believe they're in the beginning stages of a Google partnership, so I don't think they've reached premier partner status, but I do think they have general partner status. I can actually review them now. Yeah, they're in Orange County as well. It looks like they're in Costa Mesa. So Costa Mesa is not far from where we are. Let me pull up. I'm on their website now.
Yeah.
There's usually a badge that's supposed to be on here that would tell. Yeah, so at the very bottom of their site, if you go to AdIQ or ad.iq, there's a Google partner credential there. If you click on it, it's not Premier. So they are a Google partner. It says AdIQ has met the requirements to be a Google partner. AdIQ has specific specified that they have at least one account strategist. At least 50% of them have demonstrated proficiency in Google Ads by earning Google Ads certification. So they have one Google Ads certified technician in-house. We have 300.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if some people that have been fired from here work there.
Do they? How long have they been busy? I saw 7 is what I got from the link.
7.
Or over 7.
Go to the bottom of their page and you click on the Google Ads, the Google Partner link.
Yeah.
And then it says right there, certifications. AdIQ has specified they have at least one account strategist. At least 50% of them have demonstrated proficiency. And all it's saying is AdIQ has managed at least $10,000 in ad spend in the last 90 days. That's not very much. I have a singular account that's $15,000 a month for extra space storage. They do it. They have storage companies all over the U.S., like 1,500 locations, you know? So I'm not saying that they wouldn't be able to get you up there at some point. It's just, it's probably going to take them a longer time in order to get you up there. And the Google Premier partners are the ones that operate Google Places placement. So they could still host an ad for you, but you could host an ad yourself, and they could still do SEO for you, but that's something that you could do yourself. They're not really providing you any kind of service that you wouldn't be able to do on your own terms if you had the time and weren't already running your business.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And how long have we been in business, though?
How long have I been in business? Our company's been in business since 2010. Oh, I have no idea. All I see at the bottom of their site says 2022, all rights reserved, but I've heard their name before. At least like 3 years now I've been hearing that name pop up here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was told this Robert guy who's been running my show. Mm-hmm. He's been here for, been running that, doing, making business change for 7 years.
Seven, yeah. I mean, we've been in business since 2004, so that's like 17, almost 18. So we're like 10 years before that. Like I said, the guy that runs that or started that probably worked here, probably got fired from here at some point, or just left and decided to try to do the marketing on his own, you know? That's what it sounds like to me, because we used to have a Costa Mesa location. We had a Costa Mesa, Fountain Valley, and a Newport Beach location. So he's literally, like, operating out of the same city that we used to have our one of our main headquarters in.
Huh. That's kind of skeptical, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's very skeptical. I can understand your hesitation, especially if you've been paying them for 2-3 months and you're not even close to first page placement.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants to pay for nothing. But the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result. So all I can do is send you the information and provide you the number, and you call in when you've made your decision on what's going to be best for your company or when you're ready to make a switch. You know, I don't want to talk you into it, but we got to have a spot open, too. So.
No, I'm digging it. I was just saying, you're not really telling me nothing, but telling me that this call's about to be over.
I can't hear you. You sound really, like, echoey.
Oh, I apologize. Did you not really tell me nothing except just tell me that this guy's really not doing any favors that I'm not doing already?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that he could do for you that you haven't that you couldn't do on your own. It's more so what I'm saying. If you're 2 to 3 months in, like, you could have PIN verified yourself and got to the point that your company's at right now. Yeah, so they're basically doing nothing. I mean, I don't know if they built your website for you, but maybe they built your website. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah, how much are they charging you?
Like $199 a month.
$199?
Yeah.
Let me see what
that is. $1,000 for the whole year.
$1,000 for the whole year. You paid $1,000 for the whole year?
No, not yet. I was just going to try them out first.
Oh, I see. I see their packages, they have a pro, a premier, and an elite. And they got brand consulting and an enterprise package. So which package are they have you on for $199? And they asked you for a 6-month contract?
They didn't ask me for 6 months, they asked me for a year.
Oh, how crazy. So it's $199 a month and you committed to a year?
No, not yet. Not yet. I was actually going to do it like this month. Like, that was kind of coming at a good time.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can match their pricing structure, even though that doesn't really align with what we have. I mean, if you go to our packages, there's a Pro, a Premier, and a Platinum. The Platinum package, well, no, I couldn't actually do that because of the Facebook ads. I could put you on a Platinum package, which is like their $5.99 a month one, but for $2.99, and it would have Google Places rather than SEO. Because the Google Places placement is the one where you're right next to the map there, and you're a top recommended option on page one. Yeah. So I could do that one for $2.99. If you wanted to match at $1.99, I could put you on the Pro. The only difference in that package is you're not going to have the Facebook advertising to go along with the ad and the additional services.
Yeah.
So I'm trying
to... $2.99,
yeah, if you do $2.99, I could do the Facebook ads for you as well. So it would definitely be a more advanced. You'd have Google Places and you'd have a Facebook ad, and then you'll still get all the directory submissions, Bing Local, Amazon Alexa voice search. You have our account dashboard and tracking system, which is in a downloadable app that you can download to your phone and actually monitor how everything's working for you each month. And then it'd be month to month, no contract. So you don't have to commit to a year or anything like that, so... You know, the only way we're going to keep you coming back is we'll get in there and make sure it's working for you.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it to month two or month three unless you see results in month one, you know? Yeah, but if you sign up with us, you would have to cancel them because if they're managing your Google business page, you can't have multiple people managing the same Google business page. So, like, if you signed up with me, whether it's $199 or $299, you'd have to cancel them because they would just get kicked off anyway, so you'd be paying them for nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep them for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically what you're doing
anyway. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like what you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You want to set up with us?
I don't know. You could just be a really good salesman, like the last guy.
I want this to be your decision, not mine. I mean, I do agree that it's better for you to not pay for things that aren't turning into business, especially if your company's newer. You just started in May of this year.
Yeah.
You don't want to have money going out and not coming in. That's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
All right. Well, so you're going to cancel them, though, right? I just want to confirm that before I sign you. Okay. And then did you want to go with the Facebook ads campaign at $2.99?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kyle. So I'm going to just verify some information. It's going to sound pretty repetitive. I'm not going to do another PIN verification because I hate how long those take in the mail, and I know you've already been ran through the ringer. So we're going to do a phone verification. Do you know what that is?
Okay. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna be on a three-way call. So it's gonna be us, Google, and you, and we're gonna verify the listing over the phone that way. Okay, during a client interview. So that way we don't have to wait for it to come in the mail and go through that whole circus again. And then we'll get access to your Google business page during that call as well. So just to verify. What was that? I'm sorry.
Did you cancel them now?
You don't have to cancel them now. I'm saying during the client interview. We'll do a phone verification, and we're going to get access to your Google business page. So we're going to verify with Google that we're the ones managing your Google business profile. They're automatically going to get kicked out of it at that point. But that's why I'm telling you you should cancel, because they're not going to have access to your information anyway. So there's literally nothing they can do for you at that point. So why would you keep paying them? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's where I was coming from on that. Okay. What's your last name, Kyle?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay, and are you the sole owner, or do you have a partner?
No, I'm the owner.
Okay, and what's your email address? I'm going to send you everything outlined in black and white.
AK.AspenCreations.
AK.AspenCreations.
Uh-huh.
And then it's at
how did you get
Yahoo. Yahoo.
Yeah.
Well, you have to so we have a qualified candidates list that they'll send to us. So they tell us, like, who's already been through online background screenings and is eligible for the placement. You usually have to fall within the industry and area that we're looking to fill the spot. And then, obviously, as long as you don't have anything, like, crazy out there, like serious felonies, then they'll put you on the list, and then my reps like Tara will call out. So I don't know exactly where she pulled your number from. She just kind of had me come over and hop on the line because of your situation.
Okay, cool.
Okay, it's ak.aspencreations@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. And then how would you like the let me verify this address, though, real quick. So the 3344 West Arrowleaf Court is still your accurate business street address that was PIN verified? Okay. All right. And then you could have this address hidden or displayed?
Hidden, preferably.
Okay. It'll still say Castle Rock, Colorado, and it'll still have the zip code on there, the 80109. Just won't have the street address, no turn-by-turn directions to you. Okay, and you said they built you a site, but the site was no good?
No, so. It's very amateur.
Okay, so the platinum package that I put you on does include the .com. So we'll get you a new domain, but there's copyright laws as far as, like, photos and logo. So do you have a logo already established, or, like, photos that you've done, like, work you've done in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead on this, since you're coming from a unique situation. If you need something done quickly, I'll be your point of contact there. We also have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So I'm going to text you to my number there, and then I'm also going to send you the email address for you to send in the photos and company logo.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you get those.
Is there any way to pass tomorrow? Can we do this tomorrow? I'm like on the side of the road with my truck.
Basically, the last thing I have to do is schedule your client interview appointment, where we're going to do the phone verification and the client interview, and then secure the listing. So almost done. I got like 60 seconds. I'll have you off the line, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. What's a good time for your client interview tomorrow?
Whenever. You tell me.
Okay, I could do any time between 8 o'clock Mountain Time all the way up until 4 and 5 o'clock at the latest.
Okay, let's do 4 o'clock. Or let's do 5 o'clock.
I have to schedule between 4 and 5. It doesn't take an hour, but they ask for an hour window to complete it.
That's fine. 4:30 or whatever.
You want me to have them call you closer to 4:30?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever works. You just tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll schedule between 3 and 4, and then I'll ask him to call closer to, 3 and 4 our time, because we're in California, so that's 4 and 5 your time. And then I'll have him call you closer to, like, 3:30, which would be 4:30 your time. And then I'll send you a text message 1 hour before they call, too, just as an added reminder for you. If anything pops up or changes, I could always reschedule it at that time. But I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible, because we're going to have Google on the line for a phone verification.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And that's going to be between 4 and 5 tomorrow. And I sent you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, so you should have that as well. And then the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Kyle, how did you want to do that?
Check.
Check?
No, I'm just talking to you. How do you want to do it, I guess?
Well, you could secure the first month's payment using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
I have a Visa card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
I'm just gonna be name. It's under my name, actually.
Okay, so it just says
my personal name.
Okay.
Oh, it's that'd be a little bit.
I'm sorry?
It's just the business name. And the Aspen Creations.
Says Aspen Creations LLC on it? Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified? Okay. So if you could read it off to me 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yes. Holy fuck. It's pissing me off. Sorry.
Okay. Sounds like you're listening to something heavy.
Dude, tie rod ends on the side of the road.
Your tie rod? Like for your car?
Yeah. My truck.
It's on the side. Hold on, you said your tie rod's on the side of the road?
I'm doing my tie rods on the side of the road, yeah.
Oh, jeez. The car just started pulling to the right, or just started pulling off to the side out of nowhere. The tie rod snaps, usually the car just, like, veers off.
That's not what I'm not trying to do. I got a trailer on my truck.
Oh.
I've placed on top.
I've been there before.
So, here's the car number.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is 4259.
5-9. Okay, my apologies.
You're good. 0740.
0740.
0564.
0564.
Five nine two eight. 7-8. 7-8.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It is 07-26.
7-26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
610.
610, okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to do a voice verification. If I say something you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
It is Aspen Creations, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state the name and title, or your name and title within the company?
Kyle Martin. I am the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Aspen Creations, LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, including things like your client interview, being responsive to emails and calls from our company and your customers. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. That's including AdIQ. So it's like after today, I mean, I already kind of walked you through what's going to happen with that. But after today, if you're considering adding another service, just touch base with me, let me know so I can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any of the listings, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I think there is a name, address, and phone number discrepancy on your listings because there's, like, 2 separate Google business profiles that are popping up right now, but we'll clear that up during your client interview.
They have 2 websites as well.
Okay, so you're aware of that already. Okay. Don't worry, we'll clean it up. We'll clean it up and get it all straightened out. That's usually what we charge a setup fee for, but I waived all setup fees. So actually, I'm going to go over this part too. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 21st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with the campaign. It says, when your term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to use our services. It says you can cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I know you're on the side of the road. You're not on the sticks, though, really, right? I mean, the signal seems pretty solid.
No, I'm like right next to O'Reilly's, which is cool.
Okay, perfect. So I sent you, or you're going to get a text here. It's going to say, Kyle, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's an outline of the agreement in writing. So it's not a contract, but because of the situation, that's pretty much why they pulled me on the line. I sent over everything in black and white, and it has timelines on it for each individual thing, so you have realistic expectation on when to expect everything coming through as far as, like, website completion, when you're seeing yourself on the first page, us having the verification done during the client interview, et cetera. At the bottom of that, it will ask you to sign off on it. It'll have the discounted pricing structure locked in, the billing date, cancellation policy, but you do have to authorize that you're a user and sign off on it, even though it's not, like, a binding contract. I just want to make sure that you have on file and we have on file the way I set up this account today. And then, like I mentioned earlier, I'm the account lead. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can contact me directly. I texted you my number, as well as it's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from our company moving forward. If it's after hours, there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So you should always have somebody to assist you when it comes to your account with us. As far as getting everything set up, the only things I really need from you right now are just to be present or available for your client interview. If you miss that call, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I will blow you up. I have no shame.
Because I'm busy as fuck.
I will blow you up, okay? I have no shame in it. They're told to try three times, and if you don't answer the first three times, they send it back to me, and at that point, like, I will call you 10 times in a row. I don't care. Especially if we have Google on the line waiting for it. You know what I mean? That's not an easy thing to set up. I'm sure we're going to spend the next hour just confirming and getting that set up. So try to look out for it. Like I said, I'll send you a text 1 hour before too, so you'll have a heads up. And then that's basically it. Try to send in photos and logo for your website as well, and just be present for that. Once we have that done and the verification done, you know, you should be able to see results in the first month. So I'm anticipating a quick turnaround for you here. Hopefully we can offset whatever you've invested into AdIQ to this point within that first month. That's really going to be a goal of mine, okay? But I'm going to let you get back to that. I know how crazy that repair is. Hopefully all your jacks are up and sturdy. All right, I'll let you get back to that. If you need anything, like I said, give me a call, but we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
Thanks, sir.
Absolutely. You're welcome. You have a great day, Kyle. I'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, boss.